That's Thomas Fats Waller, playing his own composition, A Handful of Keys. The year was 1929. And this is Guy's History of Recorded Music, records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. Let's get back to Fats Waller. Fats Waller. I'm Guy Touquet. Welcome to Guy's History of Recorded Music. Records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. Today, I think piano music to start things off. If you most likely haven't heard this program before, this was broadcast on a college radio station in Hartford, Connecticut from 2010 to late last year, 2013. 3 o'clock in the morning on Thursdays, so a select audience, you might say. Seldom seen the light of day, and so that's what this is the first of a series that will you'll be able to play them during the daytime, and hope that is satisfactory. This is piano music today. I think that's a fitting way to start things off, mostly. These solo piano players, the whole, something about that instrument summing things up for the period that we're talking about, 1920s, you know. It really is the right instrument to express. Some of the great originators of jazz were piano players. Fats Waller, you just heard him, and Earl Hines, and Duke Ellington, and others. Fletcher Henderson, Clarence Williams, one after another. Well, okay, so let's start with Zez Confrey, Kitten on the Keys from 1922. Thank you.
why you sit and say there's no sunshine in store? All through the winter you hung around. Now I begin to feel homeward bound. Blackbird, blackbird, got to be on my way. Well, there's sunshine galore. Pack up all my carrot home. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. Oh, one heart loves all these people and me. Make my bed like the light, I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye, bye. Bluebird, bluebird, calling me far away. I've been longing for you. Bluebird, bluebird, this is my lucky day. Skies are turning to blue. I'm like a flower that's fading here, where every hour is one long tear. Bluebird, bluebird, this is my lucky day. Now my dream will come true. I come on my carrot wall, here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet, so is she. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. Oh, what heart loves all these people and me. Make my bed like the light, I arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye, bye. What heart loves all these people and me. Make my bed like the light, I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye bye.
Like my sister Kay. See, I know I'm not late. I've learned to do a real shimmy dance, dancing like my sister Kate. Sweet Papa, dancing like my sister Kate.
Thank you. I wander out yonder o'er the hills, where the mountains high seem to kiss the sky, and someone is out yonder o'er the hills, waiting patiently, waiting just for me. Ramona, I hear the mission bells above. Ramona, they're ringing out our song of love. I press you, caress you, and bless the day you taught me to care, to always remember the rambling rose you wear in your hair. Ramona, when day is done, you'll hear my call. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall. I dread the dawn, when I awake and find you gone. Ramona, I need you, my own. Ramona. Ramona, they're ringing out our song of love. I press you, caress you, and bless the day you taught me to care, to always remember the rambling rose you wear in your hair. Ramona. Ramona, we'll meet beside the waterfall. I dread the dawn, when I awake and find you gone. Ramona, I love you, my own.
That was Whispering Jack Smith with Ramona from 1928. Before that, Duke Ellington performing as the Washingtonians, Jubilee Stomp, 1928, with Duke playing the piano, and Whispering Jack Smith, of course, accompanied himself. Before that, Bix Beiderbecke, a trumpet player, or cornet player, playing piano in this, I think, his only recording of a piano piece, Bixology, and subtitled In a Mist, 1927, and Bix may have been in a mist for a good deal of the time. He was known to be a drinker, died an untimely death, often attributed to too much drinking, who knows. Before that, Clarence Williams and Eva Taylor, who later went on to marry him. I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, 1922, he wrote that too. Before that, Layton and John Stone, Bye Bye Blackbird, 1926, and that was Layton playing the piano. Before that, Jelly Roll Morton, The Pearls, 1926. He wrote that. And we started the set with Zez Confrey, Kitten on the Keys, 1922, and he wrote that. And we'll continue with Richard Jones playing the piano, but also Louis Armstrong and Bertha Chippy Hill, something called Trouble in Mind from 1926. Thank you.
alone at midnight, and the lights are burning low. Never had no but trouble in my life before. Something that love done quit me, and it sure to grieve my mind. Sometimes I feel like living, sometimes I feel I'm gonna make my end on some lonesome railroad line. I left the 219 train satisfied my mind.
Thank you. The yellow moon shines above music springing, songs of love. To you and I, there should mean all this love scene. But I entreat, would it be too bold?
Earl Hines, 1940, recording of Child of a Disordered Brain, and recorded, he was playing an electric piano, kind of a new invention in 1940. Before that, George Gershwin, Make Believe, maybe as early as 1921, but it could have been a recording of a piano roll. And before that, Seeger Ellis singing and with Tommy Dorsey and Eddie Lang, Should I, 1931. And before that, Pinetop Smith, Pinetop's Boogie Woogie, 1928. And before that, Rachmaninoff playing a polka that he wrote in 1921. And we started the set with Bertha Hill, Chippy Hill singing Trouble in Mind, accompanied by Richard Jones on piano and Louis Armstrong on cornet. Coming into the home stretch here on Guy's History of Recorded Music. And I should mention that this is all free stuff that I've retrieved from the internet. There's some great collections, real treasure chest. You know, if you like to browse around or find other people's playlists, YouTube is a great resource. A lot of them are their recordings, sound recordings, accompanied by some sort of still photograph. People have done that. A lot of fun to browse those on YouTube. And you can just search 1920s and you'll find an awful lot of stuff. And then you can go to a place called archive.org, which has got about 500,000, I think, maybe over a half. I'm sure over 500,000 recordings. Some of them in the public domain, a lot of them. Nobody's claiming any royalties on them, and so they're available. And so this is free music, and you should take a look at some of these treasuries, and there are others as well. And I think as we come to the end of this special keyboard edition, piano mostly, got four more selections. How about John McCormick, Dreaming of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair in 1934, I don't know who his accompanist was, but a nice little bit of piano accompaniment. And Ida Cox, Mojo Hand Blues from 1924, accompanied by Jesse Crump. And an organist from the 1920s, Jesse Crawford. He was a big star. This is a hit recording made by a lot of different artists called Valencia, 1926. And we'll finish up with Fats Waller and a virtuoso performance of Honeysuckle Rose. It's Guy's History of Recorded Music. Tune in again sometime here at Guy2K.net.
I'm going to Louisiana to get my
because a gal like me is mighty darn hard to find. When I got you, Daddy, in your pants was a great big hole. When I got you, Daddy, in your pants was a great big hole. But now I can't hand you an apple on a 10-foot pole. Thank you.